Senator, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
I'm well, thank you, Frank. Although, you know, a very difficult and challenging time for those of us here in northeastern Pennsylvania with the announced closure of Retreat on the heels of Whitehaven Center. So just a very difficult and challenging time, no question.
I was very closely watching the news conference, and I heard you repeatedly say how disappointed you were, and you even referred to this as tunnel vision from Harrisburg.
I did, Frank. It's hard for me to understand what our area might have done to provoke two devastating announcements of crucial institutions. And the idea that there are two within 2 weeks is really a lot for people to understand or comprehend, really.
Now, you know, it looked to me like in this news conference that there was going to be like a joint effort, that you possibly could have the Republican and Democratic caucus working together. Do you think, in your years of experience, do you really think that we have a chance to at least save one of them?
We're going to push, and it is our hope. Obviously, it's an uphill climb with both of these announcements, but I think there is opportunity and opportunity for us to present that united front at the public hearing process. As you know, you heard much discussed about the legislation that was bipartisan legislation that was passed that requires the department to conduct a hearing to look at a number of factors, and that wasn't in place the last time around when these were announced, and so we do have a process and we do have an opportunity, and it will give us a chance to share all that information, to have the families, the workers, the community step forward and update the information that we provide and make a case for why we don't believe it's appropriate for that to close now.
Senator, this is just, you know, me thinking out loud, but knowing the craziness of politics, do you think it will come to a point where the governor will say, okay, I'll let you have a victory, pick one?
Oh, that would be a difficult one to say, pick one, because you're looking at two different scenarios. One is community and public safety, and one is a vulnerable population. When you look at those who have resided at Whitehaven, these are classified some of our most medically fragile and vulnerable people. So you're pitting two different types of facilities against each other with various missions that maybe aren't exactly the same, but for those that they serve, they are crucial.
Now, Representative Mullery was with us yesterday, and he was kind of scratching his head asking questions like, why? But I heard something said during the news conference that the budget of Retreat is $56 million. $50 million of that goes for salaries and benefits. And so if you're going to give everybody a job, how are you really saving money?
Well, and that's the case that we need to make. You're absolutely correct. And you know, at no point were we given any indication that this was on the horizon. You know, we weren't consulted in any way. And so the conversations I had with the secretary, never once did he indicate that this was forthcoming. And so is it a policy decision? It appears to be a policy decision by the administration. But, you know, that lack of consultation, I think you've heard that from probably every one of my colleagues, that they didn't consult elected officials, community leaders, workers. organizations that support them. They didn't talk to the affected families at Whitehaven until after the decision was made. So that piece, I think, is the part that is very frustrating to many.
Now, when is the public hearing? October and where?
My understanding is the date has been selected, October 17th, but a location has yet to be determined. And so we'll continue to share that information with you and your listeners as well.
You know, I almost hesitate to ask this, but I probably, yesterday when we talked about this, I probably had 100 texts that came in from people who were listening to the program that speculated that this is payback because Luzerne County went for Trump in 2016. Do you ever think it would be that vengeful?
I can't imagine that a decision like this magnitude would be made for that reason, but I can't speak for those who made the decision, and so I can understand why people are speculating that. There's no question about that.
Now, you've had a very busy day. Didn't you also have a hearing this morning on veteran suicide prevention?
We did. We did. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee hosted just a very impactful and powerful hearing this morning. Senator Mike Regan has been going around the state, and Congressman Dan Muser and Congressman Matt Cartwright also joined us, and just a whole host of individuals and organizations and people from federal, state, county government. But probably for me, the one that touched me the most was hearing the Wergo family talk about their son and talk about being Gold Star parents, talk about the impact of his suicide and how it continues to affect their young granddaughter. And so we can talk about statistics, we can talk about this being a difficult subject to confront, but when we talk about people who matter and people who you care about, that really put it into perspective very quickly.
Indeed. It's obviously been a very emotionally challenging day for you with all this going on.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us. I really appreciate it, Senator Baker.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.